take any U.S. silver.
I didn't know you said that.
I didn't tell you how many, by the way. I didn't say U.S. silver.
Sorry.
For serious capital differences. They can hold on substantial cash.
Excision 1, 29 seconds excised. Excision 2, 12 seconds excised. Excision 3, 11 seconds excised.
Which was similar to those tests which occurred up in the Novaya Zemlya area, which gives us some thought that perhaps if they are going to do a high altitude test, they will do it up there.
What problems would that might that present similar to the problem of the week?
We don't. I've got to ask Jerry on this, but my feeling is that it's less likely to cause trouble in that those higher latitudes. But as of last week, the scientists. No, you're thinking of they really don't know enough about it to be sure one way or the other.
How much?
That would depend what the yield.
By what factor would you add? You have to increase the number of.
Causes some trouble. decide if you don't call. I think it was a little bit of surprise that this first one was clean. I think one rather expected it not to be.
What about our task? How would you summarize our task as far as the how would they, if they were talking about our task, would they dismiss them quite as, would you dismiss theirs?
I don't know. I think that they would not be able to understand the sophistication of some of the biggest advantages we have. Well, one other point I might mention, we have electromagnetic timing measurements on the pulse measurements on the number of these high yield shots, and so far all of them have been two stage. As far
we've missed 25 megatons.
No. We got it, but not with the airplane. We got it. That's two stage. Now this data, I think at this stage one must always remember when it's still really looking. Take a first look at the data.
I think over
the last year things changed several times.
I think one observation that might be made, I don't want to put a lot of weight on it, but that is this 25 megaton shot being clean can be can have significance in various ways, but our most advanced ideas, namely the ripple concept, leads to an inherently clean system in maximum efficiency.
You don't know whether it's a clean weapon or another weapon that is.
I'm sorry, I believe it has lead in it. I think that's quite a different process. I'll check. I don't have here, but that's my understanding.
That would be
there lead, so that it's not an amazing development.
Well, perhaps with reference to your earlier question, Mr. President, I think probably the single most advanced thing that you wouldn't be able to make much sense out of, namely the ripple, which is, of course, a very reduced yield and a very complicated device. So I doubt that they could really make any sense.
So they'd have the same troubles we had with their efficient weapon last time.
Yeah.
Not being able to decipher what it was.
I don't think also that they have anything like the sophisticated system that we have.
Excision 4, 22 seconds excised. Excision 5, 24 seconds excised. Excision 6, 1 minute and 29 seconds excised.
Thank you.
clean weapons in the low yield range.
Excision 7, 51 seconds excised.
Thing. start up on January 1 with a series of large bangs, I think that gives you a little bit of a trumpet blowing an uncertain note.
The course of this Shiraz may be a week or 2 weeks delay, by the way, so.
It could be, but we are certainly making every effort to go off by the 25th.
The alternative would be if, let's say, for the moment that we were to say that we gave NASA 10 days or 2 weeks on the 25th to try and get him off. If that, for various technical reasons, did not happen, it might be well to put the Mercury shot over to December, where there's another one scheduled.
Carry on some of the airdrop tests.
We could do that. The airdrop tests are very probably, but they're very easy anyway. They can be done at any point.
I agree. I'm just suggesting instead of pushing the whole schedule forward 2 weeks.
The tight part of our schedule is the high altitude testing, exactly where there are uncertainties.
I think there's some merit in starting this, the testing.
I agree.
However, and in that case, we can start a very airdrop
test. I would agree.
There is a problem, though. Let's say you see Ripple weapons have to be fabricated.
That's right.
So that you can't drop them tomorrow. They're still in the laboratory.
These were actually the early states at which they could be made ready.
Well, you mean at each weapon, in other words,
they're being run through the laboratory right now.
This is a schedule which is based on when these weapons
will be launched. Speaking now,
two things, Mr. President. In the high altitude test case, it's based on pad availability, essentially. The Bluegill test, the Oraka test, the King test.
Wouldn't this help you some, Jerry, with respect to this airplane question? The Bluegill. Isn't there a problem of outfitting an aircraft by the September 17th anyway?
Well, there is. There is a question of whether it's a critical aircraft or not. So it's we could be ready to fire sometime in that period, but there might be some degradation experiment. Of course, this is something that can happen any time in the course of an operation. But I think at this stage it would help. However, what about Haymaker Prime and Ripple 2? Do you advance those perhaps?
I don't believe Ripple 2. I'm quite sure Ripple 2 cannot. I believe that Haymaker can, but I have to check it.
In any case, Haymaker doesn't have to be postponed. That's the one after
I'm
that problem doesn't arise.
So I think we can start on the 23rd.
There's actually September.
Do the Bluegill shots and get into the space bottle, Tom?
Jeopardy did not do.
We think not, but we would have to make a check. Secretary, before we set up an answer.
It would be better for the Bluegill shots if the altitude permits it, and honestly, to consider those on their atmospheric tests rather than outer space tests.
Well, that's correct. But there is some concern about the possibility of Bluegill getting something up to levels that will have some effect on the man in space. We don't believe this, but we believe it enough that we have to make measurements after the shot to be sure.
Well, I don't think we want it around that we blew off something a week before that made us postpone the thing for 3 months. I think we should take that chance. We'd rather take it on the other end. If we're talking, we still have some slippage in January, we're talking about November 1st, so let's say that this week, just let's not have it, let them go ahead and let's have it go to November 11, 20, that's what's on the line.
What we would actually do, Mr. President, I think, is to move the Bluegill, Rocket, and Fish
the AEC's only tip.
Only because they're effect shots, and the other...
But, I mean, Livermore, Los Alamos, this is Los Alamos Fest.
Yeah, they're only high altitude, yes. The only high altitude
has the best department.
That was primarily AEC, of course, they're all... they didn't invest sort of joint.
Yeah, but I don't... that really is. What are you going to try to find for this test?
How to, ourselves, test if it becomes desirable in space and make the diagnostic, the diagnosis from those tests that would be necessary for weapons development, and how to ascertain whether the other fellow is...
Well, I think what we ought to do is go around the room and everybody throw in what tests they would give up if they had to.
Excision 8, 4 seconds excised.
About Nike Hercules.
Excision 9, 17 seconds excised. Excision 10, 5 seconds excised.
Information can be gained from the, particularly the first Nike Hercules, possibly from the second Nike Hercules also, that will bear on the potential effects of kingfish. And we should certainly not carry out kingfish or decide to carry it out until one or both of those Nike Hercules tests have been carried out.
Dimension or element of the problem with the draft.
Excision 11, 46 seconds excised. Excision 12, 8 seconds excised. Excision 13, 44 seconds excised.
Therefore, I think Ripple 3 is an important
case, we're agreed that we will not start these tests until after this sheriff has gone ahead and given the order.
Except, Mr. President, one airdrop test on, yes.
How long would you like that figure, that period be, Mr. President? Do you want to make it indefinite?
Well, I think that we ought to be able to know within 2 weeks if you're ever going to, we hope you're going to go within 2 weeks of the time you've set.
I would certainly say that. Worldwide weather is a problem. I think it is feasible to simply, if we don't get off within 2 weeks of the time, we do have another flight scheduled in December. We'd simply cancel that and go on for December, at which time we have a chance to make up the effects.
To me, we probably won't want to do that at all. Then we don't want to build up the share of flight and cancel it in December. That would look like a setback. So I would think we probably have to go with this flight. If you're ready to go September 25th, we're only waiting on the weather, then I think we ought to wait till you go and just do whatever else we can do, which will not affect this.
We'll do everything we can to go at the earliest possible.
Then the other problem is that these tests will be taking place probably after the Soviets have announced that they have resisted their tests. We assume that
they closed the area until the 15th of October.
So we have to assume.
That doesn't mean they won't continue at semi-content.
No, they told us that they're going to be finished on November 1st.
So we ought to be shooting for November 1st ourselves. We don't like to sort of string them out at the last minute. If we can help it, obviously. That may mean, therefore, if we have to work. We're not able to put a couple of these airdrops into that period from September 25th. That's going to put our schedule up till November 12th and 15th, won't it?
The tightness in the schedule, Mr. President, is much more likely to come not in the airdrop test, but in the high altitude test. The three that are interlocked because of the launch pad problem.
Yeah, the airdrop won't present.
Oraka Kingfish. What?
Bugio on 17th September, Oraka 29th September, and Kingfish on 14th.
They all agreed that we got to go with Bluegill.
Excision 14, 51 seconds excised. Excision 15, 24 seconds excised.
Quite high levels per day.